This is Space Kate here. I'm standing outside of OPF 2, which is Orbital Processing Facility 2. And just in front of me is Space Shuttle Discovery. And with me is Stephanie Stilson. Now, you work at NASA. You must have some kind of complicated job title, so I'm going to let you explain.
Okay. Well, previously, I was the flow director for Space Shuttle Discovery, which meant I had the honor of leading the team that did all the ground processing to get Discovery ready to fly. So I did that for the past 11 flights, the last 11 flights of Discovery. So that was quite an honor to be a part of that team. Now, because Discovery's no longer flying, I'm actually doing the function of the flow director for decommissioning all three of the orbiters. So not only Discovery, but Atlantis Endeavour as well. And so it's a complicated task in going through. We're used to processing for flight. Now we're processing to safe these vehicles to ensure that when they go to the museum, there's no hazards associated with the vehicle that could potentially hurt anyone. So that's our goal right now, is to make these vehicles safe.
And can you explain just what's happening in front of us now?
Sure. Basically, what we're doing is we have two orbiter processing facilities, which are basically like garages for the orbiters. And Discovery has been in Bay 2 processing through time. And now, because Atlantis is on orbit, they're going to land later, the 21st right now is our date. When Atlantis lands, I've got to get Atlantis into a bay right away. So with only having two orbiter processing facilities, I've got to make room. So Discovery is going to come out, which is happening right now, and go over to the vehicle assembly building and basically just be in a standby mode. We won't do any work while it's there. It'll stand by. That'll allow us to continue working on Endeavour, which is in Bay 1, and then also can start to process Atlantis as well. Then once Endeavour is to a point where I can then move Endeavour out of the bay, we'll bring Discovery back in, since Discovery is the first vehicle that will leave Kennedy Space Center, and that'll happen next April.
So the orbiters themselves have been kind of gifted to different museums, but they have to pay for all this processing. I guess there's quite a lot that needs to be done before you can put something that's been in space into a museum with lots of kids running around it.
You're exactly right. It's going to take us about 10 months, just under 10 months, it looks like, to complete the entire task. Major things happening in the sense of safing, as we talked about. So removing hypergols, cryogenics, ammonia, freon, pyrotechnics, all those systems have to be completely safe. Then we're also pulling some major components for either potential reuse, because there's a program in the future that may want to use them, or because we want to do scientific research. Here's components that have flown in space 39 times in Discovery's case. So some of our engineering folks want to go and examine those boxes, and mostly avionics boxes, some valves, things of those nature, to see how they have operated over time so that we can learn something for our future vehicles. And then the last thing is to get the vehicles in a display configuration based on what the museums want. So certain things that we are going to pull out, for instance, say the potty, right? Everybody talks about the potty where the astronauts go to the bathroom in space. That immediately comes out after a mission and is resurfaced, cleaned up, and then put back in. And so those kind of things will be put back in the ship. Same with the galley where they do their cooking. So in some cases, those components will go back in the orbiters, but maybe in other cases, the museum might want to keep them out and display them separately, because you're not going to have access inside these orbiters when they're on display. So maybe you want to leave the galley out so they can actually see what it looks like, as opposed to keeping it in place. So there's two trains of thought. Someone like the Smithsonian wants to keep it as flight-like as possible, so they want to put it all back together, which I applaud them for that. And the other two sites may still choose to have them out where they can see it. So there's a combination depending on where the vehicle's going as to what they want to have done to it.
Now, this might be a bit of a silly question, but I'm just wondering, with all the processing that you're doing, would they still technically be flyable in future if you ever anybody decided that it'd be quite fun to refly them?
Right now, Discovery would not be, let me say that differently. The main components that we're decommissioning that keep you from flying are the OMS pods and forward reaction control system, because we're really going in and basically cutting lines out, cutting tanks out, removing major components. So it would be very hard to put those things back in. It would take a lot of time. Could you do it? Yes, it would take a lot of time to do that. So that's been what we've used as a deciding factor as to whether or not these vehicles can fly again. Now, Discovery's OMS pods and forward reaction control system, that work is being done right now. So technically I could say, okay, if I'm going to put those same components back on Discovery, she could not fly again. But I do currently have OMS pods still on Endeavour that you could use on Endeavour, you could use on Discovery. So until we go and decommission those components off of Endeavour and then off of Atlantis, those vehicles are still in a mode where you could fly them again. So it'll be a point in the sand where when we get through safing that it's not feasible to fly them again. But right now we're not to that point yet.
And just lastly, I mean, they're beautiful flying objects. They're lovely. And Discovery is my favorite. Discovery was my first launch that I came to
see. Oh, wonderful.
She looks a little different.
I know, I'm a little embarrassed to have her out in public like this because she doesn't look very pretty right now. Forward reaction control system's gone, hose pods are gone, engines are gone. We would not normally bring her out of a processing bay in this configuration. So it is a little odd for me to see her like that out here and have you see her like that. I liken it to, you know, leaving the house without makeup on. It just doesn't seem like it's the right thing to do. So, but we have to do what we have to do. We have to get her out of the way for Atlantis and work on the priority vehicle. So that's the position we're in.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.